Hello everyone, welcome to the Beach Business Breakfast Show. We have Martin Sully from Martin Sully Design. How are you, Martin?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Excellent. Cheers. That's good. Yeah, so we're inside again, like we did with Rosemary, because it's the surf's a bit wild.
Yeah.
So it was a bit noisy, and as you can see, there's about...
We'd also be getting wet right now.
Yeah, six to seven foot swell. The water's still very warm though, so sand's not too cold, which is good.
You should have done the interview in the water.
We could have done. We've got some wetsuits downstairs if you're interested.
We'll have to get like a little tent down the beach there. And, yeah.
Well, what our aim for the December meeting is to have it actually on the beach. So we want to have so many people here that we can't fit into this room. So, but just a reminder, Beach Business Breakfast, third Thursday of every month, 7:30 to 8:30. $10 gets you informal networking, six-star breakfast. And the opportunity to meet great business people and people just starting out in business or been in business for quite a while, who you can get to meet and hopefully refer customers to and from and grow your business. So that's what it's all about. So Martin, tell us a bit about what led you up to Martin Sully Design. What have you been?
I initially started out, worked in large format publishing for 4 years just over, so okay. Doing sort of large format books, coffee table books.
And stuff. Okay. Do you ever see the Seinfeld episode where Kramer wrote a coffee table book about coffee tables?
I remember that.
Yeah. It's very true, isn't it?
And then moved in house to a team back in the UK, and then started at my own company. Went to Auckland.
Yep.
I spent 14 months there.
Okay.
And then and freelance there, and then sort of came over here and just sort of on my own now.
Whereabouts in England or UK?
Somerset. Okay. I grew up there and moved to Midlands around sort of Birmingham area.
Yeah.
And
did you ever live in Midsummer where everyone gets murdered or
no.
I don't think there's I think they had to stop the show because everyone got murdered and there was only the police left, so
Auckland, this is a bit off track, but it has a real housing affordability kind of problem, apparently.
Massive.
Did you leave because you were sick of like camping or something, or what?
No, we had a house
unfortunately
we were renting.
Okay.
It was really difficult to actually get hold of one. You're literally there and that's it.
Yeah.
You sort of, if the house comes on the market, it'll be gone by the evening.
Yeah, I was reading an article in Vice yesterday actually. It was saying like you have to turn up to the inspection with like $5,000 in cash.
Yeah, you literally do.
And just go, I'll take it.
Have all your paperwork done, have your deposit ready, and
You
can literally just like that, because otherwise people will just, you know.
So why did you decide to go to Auckland from the UK?
We didn't want to settle down and have kids and sort of
bit of escapism.
Have a house and just kind of live a little and sort of take a bit of a jump and see what happened. That's how we ended up, and we always wanted to go to New Zealand as well.
It's a nice spot.
So did you choose Newcastle because it's got an airport, or like what's the reason for?
No, we've got family here. It's nice to be close to the beaches and
So with the large format books, who was that for? Who were you working for then?
I worked for a company called Opus, but they did books for, I specifically worked on them, books for like Major League Baseball, Ferrari, the Queen.
Endorsed by the Queen.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
We're all
And it's kind of like...
Was that on corgis or was that just on the Queen herself?
Her life and...
Okay.
It's all kind of, that one was self-published, but it's the rest were all endorsed by, like the Ferrari one was endorsed by Ferrari.
And
it's that opportunity was really cool, but it's very different to what I do currently.
Excellent. So with the move to New Zealand, so were you freelancing in New Zealand or were you?
I did, sort of how I thought one of my main contracts when I was there, I had luckily when I left the UK, the company I was with said,
you can still work
6 months. So I did 6 months full time working for them.
Oh, so they were in Auckland?
No, they were in the UK. So sort of, overnight working turnaround, which is
worked really well
for them.
Yeah, it does. A lot of companies do that where, 5 o'clock in the UK, it's morning
pretty,
here and overnight you can get work done.
Pretty helpful, because I was going to say, like, how do you find customers when you just rock up in Auckland? You've got bills to pay, but if you took one with you, that's very helpful.
Yeah, I took one with me, which was good, and it gave me a good full-time sort of stream. And then after the 6 months, they didn't extend. But I still get little jobs from them here and there. But yeah, and then I sort of approached a freelancing sort of agency where they set you up with different design agencies across Auckland. And that was how I
Six months as a digital nomad in Auckland, that's quite quite impressive.
Did you get to see much of New Zealand? We spent a huge amount of time sort of in North Island itself and but spent a lot of time in the in West Auckland, so like on near the beaches and the rainforests and things. Okay. And then did little trips, weekend trips around North Island. But then at the end we did like a 3 week trip around South Island.
It's great.
So
then moved over to here. Was it straight to Newcastle?
Yeah, straight over.
Yeah, okay.
Sort of had it all planned out.
So Martin Sully Design, how long have you been, how long has that been going for?
Since November 2014.
Okay.
So coming up 2 years in November.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So you've kind of brought your brand along with you. Hasn't exactly mattered quite where you were.
No, I think that's it's one of the strengths. It's kind of you can still apply it wherever you are. It's kind of like I work from home and I work with a lady in Charlestown that's has her own like marketing agency. So it's kind of I do sort of a split between the two to make ends meet and you know, it keeps myself busy and
And have you have you got many clients that are local yet, or is it still really overseas?
Still building. But I've got a few. It's not masses. But there's a few overseas.
So what sort of marketing are you doing to generate leads and inquiries? And
what am I doing? I've mainly been just getting things through referrals. It's kind of, in terms of marketing, I've done a few bits and pieces of paid for advertising on Facebook and things, and I haven't personally seen huge amounts of return from them. So it's that sort of balance between spending the money
And getting
to generate leads, but
if you can get a good reputation for like being outstanding in your category, then that should eventually lead to it. Propagate additional customers. So it does take time though, because you're starting from a very low base.
And there's probably quite a bit of competition around as well.
There's a huge amount.
A lot of people think they can be a designer, don't they?
True.
Some sort of thing like that.
Yeah, I can do it all myself. Do you know what? It's probably maybe what, you should.
One interesting strength or a variation, I guess, you've got, which I think is maybe not unusual, but I haven't seen a lot of it in design, is that you have a strong photography background or experience. Tell us how that. How did you decide to bolt those together?
I guess it was when I was working for the publishing company, I was often sent out on shoots because they occasionally had sort of relatively low budget for external photographers and things, and occasionally you'd get sent out to cover like press releases and things.
Sort of out of necessity, it's like, oh, just go and take the photos.
And I had the equipment because I enjoyed photography anyway, and I bought an SLR when I was going through uni, so and sort of did little bits of courses and while I was at modules in there. And I think it's just grown from there, and I'm picking up bits and pieces along the way now.
I think it makes a good dovetail, like, because I think it's quite difficult sometimes for, especially a micro-sized type business, to say justify the full professional services of each kind of category of business, to say, we need a full-time marketing person, a full-time Google person, full-time cleaner, and a full-time, when you are like a one or a two-person operation, to then hire all these, perhaps even better paid than you professionals is quite difficult. But if you say, I'll help you get your business cards and your logo, and I'll talk to you about some brochures, and they say, my photos aren't very good. And you can say, look, don't worry, look at the great photos, and I'm not just like a hack, I can actually take decent photos. It's kind of a neat bolt-on too.
I guess because the nature of my work in the past has been really photograph led as well, and
it's quite an expertise you've built
and
up.
I think it's kind of
Are people willing to pay for good photography though, or because like now nearly everyone's a photographer with their phone, And the phones take reasonably good.
Yeah, they can only do so much, though.
For sure, but I'm just wondering whether people still see the value in it.
I think it's once people get to a certain point of their sort of brand sophistication, then they go, oh, right, we actually need to do this now. Except I would say like things that are like fashion or very visual focused businesses. So like say accommodation, brand type stuff where it's not, look, I don't think we've ever had like a plumber that's had professional photography, for example.
It's kind of like one of those things is that sort of, if you're in a sort of plumbing, there's only so much as a visual thing.
Yeah, you need like a few good team photos and that.
Yeah, and a toilet.
Kind of it. Yeah. So I think it's a good strength. And tell me how do you see the benefit of that? Because especially if you're doing the branding, so you're able to picture, okay, I know what I want this to look like. To be able to then bring in, like to actually take the photo that suits the brand, often they're done separate, which is you have a photographer who thinks, I know how I'm going to make these people look. And it may be amazing photo shooting and they may look fantastic. Then that's given to the designer who has to kind of craft around this photography. So how do you...
It's nice to be able to control the...
when you do
almost
it's
direct
easier,
it yourself.
Yeah. So do you find you're like mentally going back and forth between what the outcome will be and as you sort of stand there taking the photo going, gee, we really need like a pink lounge cushion now because I'm going to be using pink in the logo or something.
The ability to sort of be controlled what's in the photos is great, unless you know. So then if you were to say hire a photographer as well, you then have to go along yourself, so it's more time.
You sort of got to direct them at the same time
to then direct them, so you might have to charge for that time to the client as well, so it's kind of like you're paying for the photographer and that time as well, so it's kind of cutting out a middleman almost as well.
Have you got any jobs that you've done recently, otherwise, that where you've made that, where you can remember making that process or that decision pretty actively, like an example, like a sort of tangible example?
It's probably the most recent one was the photography for the Garris Group. When sort of they came to me and said, "Oh, you know, just we need some portraits," and you know, in the office,
they're accountants, so
kind of and I was like, they're a nice bunch. So they're they're good. Yeah, good team and good personalities and to have photos in the office doesn't really sort of suggest.
Especially when you look at their brand and their personality. The office is a pretty.
Yeah.
It's nice and it's open, but it's a normal kind of office and it's tidy and everything. But so what did you do different to just turn up and stand in the boardroom and shoot photos?
Sure. Well, I wanted to take them out into like their sort of. I wanted them to sort of pick a spot in locally that they enjoyed. They had a memory from. So we took Di down to the Merriweather Baths.
Yeah, yeah.
And we took Jim to some local rugby pitches where he played and trained. And it's kind of they had good memories for like the whole team. So
I suppose that thing, the picture showing a bit more of rather than just as Jeremy said, sitting at the desk smiling.
Yeah,
it's quite clever. So. And is that something that you've tried to apply before or since as well?
No, definitely we'll be applying to other things since, but it's just kind of, that sort of thinking about what the benefits will be afterwards, because they can, they can talk about why they went to those places.
Yeah.
And did you go with prop, like, do you take a rugby ball to the field?
We didn't. Yeah, okay. No, it would have been good to.
What did you do with them? Like, how did you pose the scene as well? Like, just sitting on a bench or something?
A mix of team shots of and bits and pieces.
Because there's lots of corporate shots. You'll see they're sort of standing near their building, or they'll go and stand near like the council chambers or some legal building or something. Kind of not cliche maybe, but like expected. Whereas to me. You've said, okay, they're accountants. Where do you love to be?
Yeah.
The beach, the rugby pit. That's well out of expectation, in a sense.
For me, I always wanted for them to be relaxed and just enjoy it. And and then
you
just,
want to, like, authentic happiness as the photos are being taken.
Just sort of, hey, you stage, you stand there, you fold your arms and sort of.
Yeah, just do some natural things.
So as you're there, are the photos that you took a sort of happy accident in a sense of what their happiness in that location, or you really did like, oh, can you just put your arm down a bit, or like how much direction did you need to do?
Didn't give them a huge amount of direction. It's kind of I think it was. I tried to make it as natural as it could be.
Yeah. So you captured them in their space, essentially, as opposed to a kind of, imagine if anyone, I guess a lot of people have been to a wedding and been in the bridal party, and the photographer will say, okay, everybody, over there, line up, right across that, I need to see the island there, and I need the building there, you're too far over, and it's very, stage managed.
When I got married, we chose our photographer based on how much sort of, how informal it was going to be. So the guy we had, he's brilliant, and it was sort
of hiding in the bushes while you're wandering around having a nice day, sort of thing.
He's like, you didn't even know he was taking a picture of you, which is
capture more of the natural.
People can be so awkward when you're taking photos of them as well.
A real smile instead of the
catching those little moments where somebody's crying or
So with marketing, you're obviously getting a few referrals through different networks that you're involved in.
There's been a couple of people that I've met here that have passed on names of people. A couple of people I've met when I first came over. The girls passed me on two or three projects that have been good. It's really sort of been that, and I've tried to sort of get over the customer service type thing, so that people are going away happy and referring me on.
That's the most amazing, beautiful part of marketing, really, is if you can do a fantastic job and people want to refer you.
It's the lifeblood of any small business,
It can be hard to control, but if you can do it well.
So what's the best bit of business advice you've ever been given?
Somebody once said to me, what was it? Stop being scared and jump in. And it's kind of, I think it's reflected on all the sort of decisions with
jump in type decisions.
Go and just do it. If you don't, then you'll never know what happens.
So does that mean we're going to see you jump in the water now? You're just going to go and jump in?
How hard is it when you're doing your own marketing? That's a tangent. I just want to quickly go. How do you, if you had to take your own photos? Do your own branding? Do you find that?
Do you know what? I genuinely find very little time for sort of sorting out my own marketing.
The builder that never finished his own house.
It's definitely like that. It's kind of like I'd had all these plans to produce a couple of printed items, and I'm like sort of. They're on the back burner. I've got some amends to do to my website, some new projects to put up, and they'll get done. But it's not going to be like straight away. It might be a Saturday night I'm working on them.
It's hard to get your own work done, I guess. It's a pretty usual problem.
It's a juggling act, isn't it? You almost got block off time, and say, at this time I'm gonna get on LinkedIn, I'm gonna publish to LinkedIn or post, and then I'm actually going to look at what other people are putting on there and seeing and liking that and that sort of stuff.
I quite enjoy writing blogs as well. Kind of like that. That's the sort of thing is been recently, because I've been pretty stacked out the last couple of weeks. So it's just been sort of pushed on.
Before you know it, 3 months has gone past, and you're like, oh, crikey.
And that's the thing, you're busy, but then you've got to make sure that there's stuff coming through the funnel.
Carve out time.
Definitely. And that's a roller coaster. That's really important as well. Sort of trying to keep setting up meetings with the odd person here and there whilst trying to sort of balance your work and keep work coming in.
That's good. Thanks for joining us this morning.
That's all right.
It's been good.
It's good fun.
They're quite relaxed.
We don't make it too tough on people.
And that's the thing. A few people come in with pages and pages of questions, so you don't need them. It's just a friendly chat with you know, internet sensations like Jeremy and myself. So
yeah, all 50 people that are watching this are going to go, now they're going to know who you are.
I'm still waiting for that big offer, but anyway, yeah, I'm sure it's coming. So just a reminder, Beach Business Breakfast, third Thursday of every month. Everyone's welcome, $10. We often have workshops after that different members run just to skill up people. So yeah, it's worthwhile getting involved. So yeah, check out the website and we'll see you all next time.
Thanks very much.
See you, Matt.
See ya.